Slowly resting into now. Not ignoring the mysteriousness that there is a body and that there is mind. Letting it be unspecial, but still weird or mysterious, curious. And no need to get up and do anything about it or to it. Letting there be a kind of restful attraction, like a kind of gravity that pulls you towards a center. The center might be your belly, or it might just be the sense of the whole body on the ground. Making itself, taking care of itself. Life flowing, trickling through. And just for a long while, maybe not adding anything, not even meditation. But feeling how we could kind of slowly fall towards center, it's a lot like snow falling, little by little. Not so much trying for meditation, but just feeling our way towards what is, and some kind of honesty. What is this? Restfully opening to the fact. That there is life. And if our experience of living is something like a spring coming up, water coming out of the ground. Something like that. As if out of nowhere there's thinking, and somehow there's the feeling of warm and cool, and there's that sound. Relaxing our mind enough to have room to accommodate that much detail, that much precision letting the mind be that elastic and wide, at ease. Sound is sound, hot is hot, cold is cold. Thinking is thinking. Color is color. Simple and weird. And maybe we feel that kind of soft and yummy attraction towards just being with what is, as it is. Though there are so many directions also taking place, heart and mind and body. A kind of gravity that's almost devotion to just this is true, this is happening, this is real. As if we could kind of put our ear to the ground or lay our head down, just where the spring comes up out of the earth, just now. Resting, not a tightness that stays, another kind of staying. And not getting up. And so there's a sense maybe of devotion to now, to this. Or laying the head down just here only. But a sense of there's now that spring is coming up out of the ground, the sound happens. But almost as if we could feel just before now as well. And that's where we rest. We rest just before now and let now happen. And so sometimes we can take even a little bit of emphasis off of, okay, there's hearing happening and there's the sound and it's so alive, so much itself. But taking the emphasis even off of the sound and resting quietly in that receptivity just before now. Enjoying the subtle delight, the subtle pleasure of just openness or relaxedness or ground. Sometimes it just feels good to be still, to have some time. No demand. No demand worth listening to. And then we can let that subtle goodness of just being still or being open or being feeling a bit spacious or quiet. Letting that have you, letting that be what you stay with. So that's a natural happening, but sometimes we need permission to let it happen, that we could go from paying attention to the breath or the belly or the sounds to not paying. To enjoying the openness. Other times it's so important and helpful just to really stay and keep coming back to something, whether it's the out-breath or the whole breath, sometimes with the help of saying breath or out-breath or counting the breaths, or just the lower belly or the back, or sounds. Or if body is inaccessible, you can't really feel body. So as I said earlier, then a deep wish. Resting on the ground. Letting body spread out a little bit more, maybe. Allowing the mind to be, but not inviting the mind to take over. Occasionally checking, just feel, kind of visiting. How is it in here? How's the inner atmosphere? And noticing that it can be felt, we can feel it's sharp or it's melty. There's a warmth and tingling of kindness. There's a heaviness of sadness, a fire of anger, a darkness of fear. We're allowed to notice and feel. And sometimes feeling what is the inner atmosphere, just exactly like weather outside. How is the sky, humidity, air pressure, light, wind? How is that weather inside? What does it taste like? How does it kind of land in the body? Where? And gently, for not so much time, gently and sort of cleanly feeling the shape of the emotion or mind state. Even tiredness, even sleepiness, even boredom, even blankness. We could experiment and feel. How do I know this is a blankness? Not saying it's not blank. But what tells me that it's blank? Just really letting that shape be, don't fight. And if there's fighting, then feeling the fighting as part of the situation inside, part of the weather. There's hatred and a resistance, a not wanting there to be hatred. Okay, so hatred. Knowing I'm not the only one in the room or the world who's ever felt that human experience, that shaking, that sort of chemical burn. The heat, the density, the explosiveness, whatever you find. And then the resistance and shame about the hatred, how does that land in the body? Is it heavy or light? Soft, hard, sharp? Dull? Wet, dry. Another human shape of energy. Maybe it's okay. And then what if we allow that shape that maybe now doesn't even have a name anymore? We can just feel the vibrant sensations of shame and hatred. Or insecurity and covering up. Aloneness, sadness. Fear, rage, whatever, bitterness. Just a taste with a shape. And a movement or a stillness. If we come into feeling that, including any resistance to it as part of it. And as if we could just slip that shape to float in a sea of okayness or softness. Rage, jealousy, calculating, comparing, up, down, small, big. Nothing new, but what is the taste just now, and letting it have the sea of softness. And after a while, then maybe coming back, changing the channel. Coming back to the belly or the ground, the back or the breath, or some combination of your own. Listening for each our own inner instructions. But maybe restfully, there's a way of gathering energy in the belly or the back or the breath that's less verbal or mental, less me, less I. As if we could be at the bottom of the ocean floor and that sand pulls together in a slight mound, a slight ripple, a slight hill of sand, the belly aware of itself. Or the body like a fruit or seed pod on the ground, given to the ground and opening naturally. And the openness attending to openness. Feeling for an inner alignment that feels good. And so then gradually that alignment aligns itself. Letting belly be alive, letting out-breath be alive, letting the back be full and present. Just as it is, but not stuck as it is. Just as it is, and who knows what comes next.